The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey. So, I usually keep up with all the cosmetic procedures that have made it onto the scene that people would be a little shocked by. Like, I was way ahead of the curve of finding out that they were about to start this process called anal bleaching. Mm-hmm. You remember that? That's a thing now, but I remember before that was a thing, they said it was on the horizon. And it's because I knew, I was friends with a doctor that keeps up with all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's great party talk.
Yeah. Was he a cosmetic?
He was a she, but a no, she. No, but in the medical world, you see the journals and, you know, all of this stuff that you're always having to read about and see what's coming up and what people are doing. But if you had a patient, you're a general practitioner and your patient came to you and said, "Doc, I'm thinking about having this new procedure, you know, called anal bleaching," then you got to advise them. You should know about it enough to know, well, the risks of that are blah, 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 blah. And,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Or yeah, I was just thinking in your last exam, you need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call.
Professional. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody punched you.
Ew. I don't like to think about that.
But I haven't heard of this one that Riggins just mentioned right before we hit the button to start Extra Funny. You caught it.
Somebody,
Botox.
I heard a woman say that women are getting Botox injected into their labias.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? What's the purpose of that?
I just heard a plastic surgeon talk about this on Instagram. So if you have, I guess, more wrinkles than you'd like down there, it smooths them out and makes it
plump.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. It makes it. Mm. Yeah, like what would happen, I guess, on your forehead.
Okay, so that would mean that you would probably have to have excessive skin.
Right.
Right? If it's...
Excessive skin?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's wrinkly enough to be bothersome and unsightly, so why would you not just... I guess if you had that reduction, that labia... reduction surgery would be, you know, more invasive and all than having Botox.
But. Yeah.
And for me, I would think, I mean, just because I know a little bit about filler, a little bit about Botox, I would think that filler makes more sense to fill it, to plump it, not Botox. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But I mean, if it's, this is weird, but if it's wrinkly, then if you plump that, wouldn't it just look like those wax lips that kids used to put in
their mouth, yeah. Like the candy lips?
I mean, because if you got that much of skin down there and then you plumped it.
I'm guessing Botox doesn't plump because that's not really what it does on your face.
It paralyzes.
That was a poor choice of work. Right? Yeah.
So.
It just.
It paralyzes your labias?
Yeah, it just smooths it out. Smooths it out.
Or labia. You only got one labia, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing is wild. And, I mean, they're getting it in their hands. They're anywhere you want to smooth out, they're getting it. I mean.
Man, but injecting botulism into your hoo-ha is next level.
And hurt?
I bet it does. Mm. I bet it does.
Because it seems like men would need that procedure more.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to you know, smooth out the wrinkles in someone's private area, that men have a more wrinkly situation than
What if men started getting filler in the two boys?
Oh,
then they would be huge. I mean,
like a donkey or something, like a horse.
But Riggins always says that no woman ever brags about a man's size of his ball.
Yeah. No woman's loving that.
I'm in the hospital day one after I have Brooks. The doctor comes in to circumcise him, right? He brings him back. He's like, well, he's healthy, if you know what I mean, and like is referring to his
What?
His little baby. And I'm thinking to myself,
his balls?
Yes. So, like, I guess he had like larger than normal set down there. And I'm thinking, no girl is like, yeah, give me some big balls. Yes. Like, nobody.
I don't care about the penis size. Yeah. Just make sure my man has huge
nobody. Balls. So he's grown into him, obviously. Bless his heart. But I was so fearful. I looked at Kyle and said, I hope he doesn't have big balls or like elephantitis or whatever they call it.
Hey, God. That son of yours has got some set of clackers on him, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
And of course he was joking, like we were all joking, but I'm like, oh my God.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, it was funny. It wasn't funny at the time. I was super emotional. I'm like, no.
He's deformed.
Yeah. Girl, you ain't going to believe the size of these balls.
I've never once said, I hope he has been.
I just want my baby to be healthy and have huge balls.
Well, I saw the whole thing about the, you know, the treatments on hands and all that, because that is an area that you could always look, no matter what, no matter how good the procedures were to a person's face or their neck or anything to get rid of wrinkles, you can always look at their hands and tell how old they are. But now there are these anti-aging things. I know there's a laser kind of deal.
I currently do it. Yeah.
But getting Botox in your hands, I don't know where that would.
I don't know. Hmm. It seems dramatic.
Yeah. I have, you know, they call them sunspots now. Mm-hmm. I have a couple here on my hand, and that's just strictly an old person thing, because they used to call them liver spots.
Yeah, which that's sounds right. So old.
I don't know why they call them liver spots.
I was about to ask if they were the same thing, so that's great.
That laser takes off dark spots, but Botox wouldn't, obviously. But
when you have that stuff, don't you have to stay out of the sun? Like, can you not get this exposed to the sun ever again, really?
No, the hands, no, you can, but I think when you do that laser on your face, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those? I've seen them on TikTok. It's called a phenol peel, and they put this chemical on your face. I've only seen women do it, but within a week, it's like completely scabbed over, like bright red. It looks bloody, but then you have to stay out of the sun for a month or something, and it eventually peels off.
My friend does that, and her skin looks so good when it's all done.
But it's a long process.
It's a long process.
And you got to stay hidden away all that time?
I think so. And moisturize like 6 times a day. Mm-hmm. And you cannot go out in the sun. People got to go to work, you know?
I mean, there was a time when I could do it, obviously, when I stayed at home with the kids. But now, I mean.
That'd scare your children to death.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna show you. Yeah, when I got my lips done, it scared me. They're like, "Mom, what's wrong with your face?"
Monster mommy.
Yeah,
we'd laugh our asses off if you walked in and looked like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll happen.
Or with that screwed up smile from that other botched procedure.
Yeah, that was the first time I had felt like devastated about. So I know where people get this depression from. These celebrities that have botched, you know. Services or facelifts or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I was so upset.
Yeah. Head looking like Mr. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord. To me.
Yeah. Guys, you're so funny.
Man. Oh my God. What has Lindsay done to her face?
Mm-hmm. We'd have to change the graphic on her YouTube to just be a zoom in on her. Just to highlight it.
Yeah, we'd take up the whole screen though. We go swole up face.
But people would want to see it. Like, I want to go see that.
Well, no, my face was swollen because I was fat. My smile was just made.
I know. I was just saying your face looking like Mr. Incredible because when you smiled, it made you look like you had a square jaw.
Oh, yeah. And I was fat.
Oh, you were not fat.
Oh, yeah. I just had
We've
drugs.
Seen you fat, and you weren't fat then. I'm kidding.
We know.
It was the fattest I've been. Yeah, I was a big kid. Oh,
we were with you when you were in your really fat days.
Did you say you were a big kid?
I was a big kid. Yeah. I was big.
I overloaded on Dino Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, I had just had drugs, so I need to give myself some grace. Yeah. But it took 2 years to come off. So it's fine.
Well, with the second one, it takes longer for it to come off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate.
All right. And when you birth a kid with balls that size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
If you had to go spend Christmas in another country, what country would it be?
Who does a great Christmas? I can't even think. Probably Italy or the UK, maybe?
Do you think they do a good Christmas?
I want a traditional style Christmas, I think, so.
Yeah.
But you think, with, what do they call? They call him Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
That's what they call Santa in England.
Yeah, I would just
want to go to Father Christmas.
I want to meet that kid that threatened to punch Santa's beard off.
Yeah.
I'll punch his beard off.
I'll uppercut him.
I'll do an uppercut to him.
Punch his beard off.
Yeah.
No, mate.
Yeah.
So you'd go to one of those.
I think so.
Because you want the Christmas tradition and all that. Wonder what kind of Christmas Sweden throws.
I was going to say like a Norwegian. Mm-hmm. Like they have the little shoes, stocking shoes that come up into a point. Or
like is elves? Just, like thinking of elves?
Stocking shoes.
You know, real elves. They have
like a jester shoes.
Like a clog. Almost like a German clog. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a right answer to this?
No, I was just wondering how you would picture celebrating, you know, if you had to go be in another country during Christmas, which one you would pick.
Yeah, I think so. Or I'd go totally opposite, go tropical.
Yeah.
I'd go like,
yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, hot, warm,
like
Hawaii. Beach.
Yeah.
I would be in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Probably.
One of those huts on the water.
And it wouldn't really feel like Christmas.
Yeah. I look at it like it doesn't have to feel like Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I'm just going to be taking a vacation at Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know, those islanders, I'm sure they put on Santa hats and do the whole routine.
They'll put a wreath on your door and a little Christmas tree out on your patio out by the water.
And plus, you know, whatever you want to do for a Christmas celebration would be late because, you know, they're on island time is what they always say, which is an excuse because you're not punctual. You're not responsible. So you say, we're on island time.
You're just lazy.
Oh, no problem. Relax.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be able to just do that if you had a store in U.S. America and go, hey, you're on U.S. time.
Yeah.
We open whenever. Like when you go down to the vape shop, Riggins, and they're not open when they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I've waited in the parking lot. That's a depressing feeling when you're waiting in the parking lot for the vape shop to open. You talk about rock bottom.
They open at like 11, 12?
Yeah, it's a little bit later than the average business, no doubt.
I've been waiting in the parking lot for the liquor store to open.
That's depressing as well.
That's on a different level. I think the liquor's almost worse than the vape shop.
But it was only because I got off work early that day. We finished up the show and everything early, and I was going to stop on my way home. And it was only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But still, the idea of sitting in the liquor store just watching the door going open. You know you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and open the door.
Come on.
What you doing, drinking back there?
But I just can't think of any country I would rather go to than a tropical situation.
Yeah.
I'm always going to choose that.
I want to choose snowy. But like I don't want to drive in it. I don't want to do any. I just want to be like lazy but get the snow.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. In Sweden or Switzerland, skiing would be kind of a Christmas vibe at this time of year.
But I think when you get over there, you're going to see that compared to America, the plumbing sucks. Mm-hmm. It's probably, it's just that's the way I look at it is it looks great on the brochures and on the internet and stuff. But once you get over there, it's just, you know, basically you'd think it was dirty.
Yeah.
Every time I go out of the country, I think nothing beats America. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, nothing ever will.
Well, I mean, one of the times you went out of the country, it was just like for a quick weekend in Thailand.
Right. Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not Thailand.
Just a quick 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the time we got there, we turned around and just came back. Yeah.
She's like, I never want to go to that again.
I don't ever want to go to Asia again.
I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah.
to Asia.
Mm-mm. I made the biggest mistake. Yes. Oh my gosh. I really embarrassed myself. I was at this emergency vet visit with my dog, and the veterinarian was an Asian American, I think. Mm-hmm. Her name was Dr. Well, it doesn't matter. But anyway, she's they've got the veterinary assistant and the veterinarian checking him out, doing his heart thing, and he's squirming. He's uncomfortable to be there. And I said, can I help you do anything? And they were like, yeah, if you could get down here and hold his head. And I'm like, okay. So I grab his head, and it's like an Apple store in this place. Super nice. And they're playing music, like popular music. So it's dead silent in this room. And she's checking his heart. And then they're looking in his ears. And they're going through his fur. And then on the, they're playing, one of the songs that came up was the BTS song, Dynamite. In the stars tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it.
And so it's all quiet. And I'm like, I love BTS. And neither of them said anything. And I thought, oh my God, wait a minute. Does she think I just brought this up because she's like an Asian person?
Because they're a Korean boy band.
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's probably not even Korean. I don't know. But I was like, and why did I say that? They're supposed to be quiet so she can hear the heartbeat. Yeah. And I'm like, I love BTS.
What if she was like, oh my God, they're my cousins.
Maybe she thought you were talking to the dog.
I know. Yeah. Well, the veterinary assistant kind of went, huh. I was like, oh okay.
You're like,
that was dumb. And I was like, why don't you just shut your mouth?
People are so touchy today. You never know what's going to hit, you know? Mm.
It's stupid. And I wasn't trying to like make a connection. Like, oh, you're Asian American.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to. I just thought.
That day, you remember the press conference when Trump was president before, and it was during COVID, and all the reporters wore the stupid masks and all, and they're just looking for something for him to say they could pounce on. And they ask him, you know, one reporter asked him about, you know, the virus and travels and how, you know, whatever. And he said, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a Chinese virus. Why don't you go ask China? And she was Asian, and she pulls her mask down. Why would you say that to me, Mr. President?
Oh my
and started
God.
Acting like he was a racist because she's Asian. And he said, go to China and ask them.
Gosh, yeah.
People are so touchy.
Yeah. Ready to flip.
And then, but you don't want to offend the doctor that has your pet's well-being in her hands.
Right.
Exactly. And I was like, why did you even say that? The music wasn't that loud that anybody could really hear it, but I just heard the song. I was like,
well,
oh, I love BTS.
They have to be smart enough to know you didn't mean
that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hopefully they didn't.
But people are idiots.
Also true.
Yeah.
Also true.
But, you know, you should have been at least, you should have gotten a, you know, one of those mall massages or something. All the money you were spending in there yesterday. So just to relax you, I'm going to give you one of these mall massages with your faces down in the chair and you're, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have at least a chair that massages you for all that you're paying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so modern too. They're like, oh, we're just going to text you the invoice. And I was like, oh, you're going to text me? Mm. And you pay in the room. Like you don't even go up to the counter. Yeah. They do it all in there.
Because they don't want to face you.
Right.
Yeah, maybe not.
Right. While you're paying that bill, you're signing the thing with the credit card.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't believe this. This is, wow, I'm in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The kind of annoying thing, they don't even have regular doors on the door to the individual rooms. It's like one of those shiplap, like barn doors.
Oh, you know,
like rolls away. I'm like, this is a pottery barn? Like, come on, fix my dog.
Yeah.
Enough with the nonsense.
All that money's going somewhere, though.
It's going for those doors, I think. Yeah.
Lynn, when you worked in the mall, mm-hmm. did you ever go get one of those water massage things? Because that mall you worked in had one of those little sections out in the Midway.
Yeah.
That you could get in and it was a water massage.
Yeah, I had a coworker that would go like every few days and get it. I'm so claustrophobic that I was scared to get in there.
Yeah.
But I hear they feel great.
Right. If I could do it when, you know, there aren't 1,000 people walking by looking at me.
Yeah.
But you were in there before they opened and stuff. You could have done it in private, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was just, I don't like being confined in like a tunnel. But
how long does it last?
Not long. It's a few minutes, but long enough for me.
But when you walk by and you know, during regular business and that mall is so busy and so many people walking by that thing and you see those people getting
it's crazy.
Massage.
Yeah.
And they're like, come on.
I know. People did some shady stuff in them. Did I ever tell you about the designer handbags that I used to buy in the mall? I can talk about it now. They got arrested. But it was a kiosk that had like keychains and like tchotchke things, you know. Well, they'd slide out this under part and sell knockoff handbags. Well, I was young. I was, what, 23? This was my joy, you know.
Oh,
I paid them $50 for a Louis Vuitton. Hell yeah. So I would go by and they'd be like, hey, psst, come, you know. come behind the thing. I was like, oh, you got Chanel today? And so I'd slip them a 20 or whatever. They'd give me my Chanel. I'd put it, you know, I'd walk back to the office. I'd be like, tell my boss, because she was cool. We were friends. I was like, look what I got. And we didn't know at the time it was a big deal. I guess I thought they were being sneaky about it because they didn't sell them to the public. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, you know, we're friends. I didn't think anything of it. Well, my dad got wind because I think I lived at home right when I moved from college. And he was like, you know, that's illegal. I'm like, illegal? What do you mean? I'm giving them money. They're giving me something. So it was this whole thing. Well, the next week, I don't know who it was, FBI, whoever came and raided the kiosk. And it was a whole thing on the news. And I was like,
maybe your dad turned them in.
Well, maybe.
Because, I mean, if you would have been working with us at that time, I would have been quick to tell you.
Yeah.
You need to stop doing that. You're going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know, I guess your dad knows, being a U.S. Marshal and all.
Well, he was livid.
He knew who to call.
Yeah. He's have I not taught you anything?
Yeah, she's thinking it's just like she's getting a hookup.
Yeah.
Not that
they're stealing.
Yeah, they're bootleg or whatever they call them.
And they raided, and I'm like, oh, my God, don't go into my office in the mall. Like, I got Chanel. I got Louis Vuitton. Fooey Vuitton. We don't know what we got.
Like Imelda Marcos with all these bags.
You got a channel bag is what you got.
A channel, that's right.
That's funny.
I know. It was crazy. And I got the hookup, at the club. Like, I just thought people like we're cool, right? Yeah. We're friends. No. They wanted my $50 for their dollar bag.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
If you would have been paying it what you were supposed to pay for a real one, it'd probably been $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
You're a thief. Common thief.
I know.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.